Blog Talk Radio.
To God be all the glory, to God be all the glory. We give God glory, we give him honor in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to God, I am Apostle Prophet Sharita Berry, and welcome to the Prophet Experience. Yes, the Prophet Experience. This is for those whom God has called into the office of the prophet and given the gift of the prophecy to, glory to God, those who has he has sanctified you while you were yet in your mother's womb and has called you a prophet, glory to God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. He has confirmed his word to you over and over again, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. So we are here, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, ministering to those that are emerging prophets, glory to God, sharing with you, glory to God, hallelujah, encouraging you, glory to God, and to answer any questions that you may have, glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let us open up in a word of prayer. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly as I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance, bow down to be God, asking for forgiveness. I've done anything knowingly, unknowingly. I cancel every curse, text of extra spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, among activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rules of darkness, every imp, and I cast them into the abyss from whence they came. In the name of Jesus, I render them powerless. I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. I bind up every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, psychic medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that practice the dark arts and dark magic, those that astral plane, the astral project. In the name of Jesus, I cancel their assignment on this morning. In the name of Jesus, I render them powerless. I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirit of manipulation. In the name of Jesus, chaos and confusion. Spirits of mischief, mayhem, murder, malice, vengeance, violence, war, rage, angerness, bitterness, resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, slothfulness, gluttony. In the name of Jesus, perversion, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, in the name of Jesus, adultery, in the name of Jesus, I cancel those assignments on today, in the name of Jesus, I render the power, I confuse the language, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the north, east, the southwest, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I render the power, I confuse the language, in the name of Jesus, I shut down first and second heaven, in the name of Jesus, I seal up every portal, every entry point, every point of entry, every doorway, every hallway, every stairway, every destination, north, south, east, and west, north, west, south, east, in the name of Jesus, every dimension, every interdimension, every wormhole, every dark hole, we seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for your dunamis power. God, I thank you for your consuming fire that's sweeping across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abomination to your eyesight, ear gates, and nostrils, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God, for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the economical system. I pray for the governmental world leaders. I pray for the governmental system. I pray for the housing system. I pray for the educational system. I pray for the financial system. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the healthcare system. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the sick and the shut-in. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I declare and I decree miracles of healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those in their mourning. In the name of Jesus, I pray the spirit of peace as a part of understanding will fall first upon us. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for comforting us. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the comforter. In the name of Jesus, that moans and groans and make intercession on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I say amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. Glory to God. I'm not going to be before you long. Glory to God. But I want to let you all know prophets on today. Glory to God. As emerging prophets, glory to God, we're not going to remember every prophecy or prophetic word that God will impart into our spirit to speak, glory to God, to utter out our mouth. Why? It's because it is not you that is that speaks, but it's the Spirit of God that speaks through us. Glory to God. It's the Spirit of God that speaks in you. Glory to God. How this is impossible to recall words of prophecies that was uttered out of your mouth. Glory to God. Now, you may recall little things here and there. Glory to God. But word for word, glory to God, you're not going to remember them, glory to God, hallelujah, unless God brings it back to your remembrance. That's the one thing we have to understand as prophets and those that are emerging prophets, glory to God, because some prophets will come along and say, oh, yeah, I remember that now. I'm not going to say they don't remember it because I really don't know if they do. Now, for me, being transparent, there are a lot of times I don't remember what I say to people. It could be years down the line, somebody will come to me and say, woman of God, you said this and da, da, da. I'm like, okay, I really don't remember. Glory, no, but to God be the glory anyhow. Another instance, for an example, a woman of God had sent me a message pertaining to something. She said, that thing that you prayed came to pass. I don't remember what I prayed, but little things begin to, you know, show up in my mindset of what I prayed. Glory to God. Not, you know, say, to God be the glory, because God does get all the glory. It's not me that's getting the glory. It's him, glory to God. So is it possible as a prophet to remember every prophecy that comes out of your mouth? I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not saying that it is. Glory to God. But as a prophet of the Lord thy God in the Lord's church, glory to God, if you're being led by the Spirit of God, I would say it is impossible to remember word upon word. Every quotation mark, every word, two-letter word, three-letter word, four-letter word, five-letter word, is impossible for you to remember a prophecy that you gave 3 weeks ago to somebody when they come up to you and say, woman or man of God, you prophesied this, that to me. And they remember what you said, but you have no recollection of what you say. You may remember out, you may, one word might catch your spirit, and then God will bring it back to your remembrance. And then it may be something, they may say the whole entire prophecy, but you still don't remember, but you said it. But it wasn't you that said it. That's the thing you have to understand. It was God that spoke through us. As prophets, you have to understand, it is not I, it is not you, it is not we that speaks. It is God that speaks through us because we are his mouthpiece. We are his ambassadors. We're his oracles, glory to God. We are his servants, glory to God. How he said he will tell the mysteries that he tells it to the prophets, glory to God. So when God speaks to us in our spirit, glory to God, and he gives you a word to minister, a word to release to the people, or a word to release to certain ones in the body of Christ, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to remember what you just spoke unless God brings it back to your remembrance. You can't go and say, oh, I hear God speaking. Let me write, he told me to prophesy to so-and-so. Let me write this prophecy down because he told, and then I'm going to go give it to him. No, when God gives you a word to release, when God gives you a word to minister to someone, it is not your time to sit down on the seat, grab your pen, grab a piece of paper, write the prophecy down that you hear God speaking to you because it's an urgency to go and prophesy to that person. No, when God speaks to you as a prophet, and he tells you to release a word to someone or release a word to the congregation, that word is still going to be there in the pit of your belly. There's no need for you to write it down on paper so that you can remember it. Why? Because God has he's spoken to your spirit. So your spirit man has grabbed hold of that word that God is speaking or has spoke to you, glory to God. And then when it's time for you to go before the people or when it's time for you to go before the person that God gave the word of prophecy, you're able to speak that word of prophecy, and then that word of prophecy begins to come up out of your mouth, out of the pit of your belly, out of your mouth. Why? Because God spoke it to you. It may take you 45 minutes to get to a person. It may take you a whole hour to get to someone to give a word of prophecy. But by the time you get to them, that word of prophecy is still in your belly. It's still in your mindset because your spirit man has grabbed hold of that word and has kept it close to you, glory to God. So when you arrive at that appointed time, you're able to release the word. Why would you write it down? I guess some people need to write stuff down. You know, some people do, some people don't. Even when you're standing in front of a person and you can be conversating before people, you know, around people having a general conversation, and then God speak a word and say, you know, the person that you're talking to, tell her this and tell her that, tell them this and tell them this. What you want to say, wait a minute, God, let me get this piece of paper and write this down. No, you cannot do that. You got to write it down and release it. There are times when you're having a conversation, God will release a word, and you be talking, and next thing you know, people stop and look at you and say, what did you say? And you may say, I don't know what I said. What you mean what I say? I don't remember what I said. But yet you said and you spoke a word, but it wasn't you that was talking. It was God speaking through you. You're not going to remember everything that was given to you to speak to someone because it's God doing the talking. Unless God brings it back to your remembrance. Unless God brings it back to your remembrance. I am Prophetess Shrita Berry, and this is the Prophetic Experience, where we come together and minister and to encourage those that are emerging prophets, those that God has sanctified you while you were in your mother's womb, has confirmed to you that you are a prophet. Glory to God. And he has called you and confirmed his word through you. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, if you have questions that you want to know, anything that you are experiencing as a prophet, as an emerging prophet, and coming forward, any questions that you would like to get answered, glory to God, pertaining to the call that God has placed upon your life, things that you may be going through but you don't quite understand why that you're going through these things, well, we are here to minister to you. We're here to pray with you along this journey as a prophet. Once again, I am Apostle Prophet Shrita Berry. Glory to God, if you have a prayer request, you can email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com, and also you can send your questions there as well. Glory to God, hallelujah, and we'll answer it, glory to God, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Know that God loves you unconditionally, and know that we are so excited for your future, glory to God. And we're going to close out with a scripture. Glory to God, Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, verses 7, glory to God, hallelujah, through 9. Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, verses 7 through 9, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and it says, I have abandoned my house. I have given up my precious inheritance, Judah. I have given the dearly beloved of my life into the hands of her enemies. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. She has raised her voice and roared against me. So I come to treat her as if I hate her. Is my inheritance like a speckled bird of prey to me, unlike the others? Are the bears of prey, enemies surrounding her on every side? Go gather all the wild beasts of the field. Bring them to devour her. This Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, verses 7 through 9. Glory to God. Know that God loves you unconditionally. And know that I'm so excited for your future. Be blessed. I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.